Color in sky, Russian blue. Scarlet fleece changes hue. Crimson ball sinks from view.
Welcome, dear friends, truth seekers, and curious newcomers to Earth Harmony Divinations. Today is Wednesday, September 3rd, 08. My name is Elizabeth Peter. I have been hosting this show since around October of 07. Just a brief outline of what you can expect from this show. My mission statement is very simple. Let us focus on sharing joy, oneness, abundance, and gratitude at all times. Be ethical and use intuition, not fear. On a personal note, you may ask, why on earth is she doing this show anyhow? Good question. Friends, we're entering the age of revealing, and we're actually in it already, I think, and as my clients could testify to this, I'm always trying to sneak in some of these messages with my consultations, and those are one-on-one, and it's really not fair to my clients to listen to this, because a lot of them don't really want to hear it or they're not ready to hear it. And it may not be very effective for me to speak to them that way. So short of getting up on some rooftops and scream it out loud, I chose radio. I wanted to scream, wake up people. Like many of us here on BBS Radio, we're really just here to try to wake ourselves up as much as all those others around us, because we are truly in the age of revealing, and we don't have much time left to waste on any other preoccupations. Friends, we are in the galactic age, ruled by ethics and integrity, since about the year 1999, and we're in the fourth age. As of August 15th, this was a tremendous month. August was one of the most tremendous months that I could ever imagine in my long lifetime anyway. I thoroughly enjoyed this August. I think it was packed. It was packed with amazing galactic events. We had the new moon on the 1st. With an eclipse, and then the 16th, another eclipse, and then we just had another new moon on the 30th, and sandwiched between that was the greatest event of all, which was the galactic event of the fourth world beginning on August 15th, according to the Kalman calculation of the Mayan calendar. The fourth world brings in the unification of all previous layers of the worlds, the planetary and the national especially, those worlds are over. Anyhow, I will be discussing this subject actually on my next show in much more in-depth with my wonderful new guest, coming on that I'm really honored to have, Barbara Clough. So I hope you tune in on September 17th as well. She is an awesome way shower, wise woman. And so she will. She wrote the book, The Mayan Code. And so we can really sink our teeth into this subject. Anyhow, the only qualifier that we really have to keep in mind or keep in front of us is that we just simply need to be at this time. Do not put your mind on overdrive and get into this spin cycle of worries, anxieties, and anxious thoughts, and yet just be, just do, say, create everything in a very simple, ethical way, leaving fear out of your life. That is the only qualifier for our age. Very simple. Anyhow, more information about me, please visit my website, redlotus.org. You can shoot me an email, elizabeth@redlotus.org. I will try my best to take as many calls today because it will just be me. I don't have a guest today, so please feel free to call in with comments, ideas. If any of you is deeper into astrology, please feel free to correct me. I'm really not a qualified astrologer. However, I wanted to get into the subject on Pluto because it is a huge event that is also happening to us right now, and we cannot leave it out, I believe, on this show. So feel free to call in. And right now, as I do at the beginning of each show, let us begin with the abundance intent. And take a nice long deep breath, focus on the third eye, and here goes, abundance intent. I focus on the holy high self within as the only source of my prosperity. I know this inner presence as the only activity in my fill-in-the-blank affairs, as it is the substance of all things visible. I trust in the principle of abundance in action within as without. I did this abundance intent with a twist on the abundance book principles by J.R. Price. You can check out the 40-day abundance book. You can get it on Amazon.com. So it is. Today, again, I would like to encourage you to call in anytime. You can interrupt the show anytime. You can also ask questions about past subjects that we discussed, such as the phenomenon of abundance, ethics, the secret, the Mayan calendar, the tarot, sustainable prosperity living, which is really, really another huge subject that I would like to get back to again. So on today's show, let us get on to the subject of what I really wanted to focus on, which is the next new event happening to us as we speak, and that is the Pluto transit, which is Pluto, as you know, is a planet that is very, very tiny and quite far away from us. So this is a fantastic event. It brings tremendous transformational energies to us, and it's actually been already doing a lot of changes to planet Earth since it entered its new house on January 27th this year, only to go back to what I call a walkthrough and went back to the last degrees of Sagittarius. The reason it went back there was it needed to visit the galactic center. And the galactic center really is our heart chakra. It's the heart chakra of our solar system. What an amazing visit that was. It is channeling energy from the galactic center. It's been doing that since November of 07 until about 08, November of 08. And so it's as if, just imagine like a laser beam pointing right at your heart and clearing out debris, clearing out stuff. It's checking your immunity, your psychic immunity. See if everything is okay in that department. So we've been sort of under the microscope by Pluto in this last year, and whether you acknowledge it or think it's all hogwash, it doesn't matter. Change is upon us. And so that is really the subject of my show today. Because, you know, there are many of us who are still arranging the furniture on the Titanic, and they don't really care one way or the other what a lot of us are preaching about here. And so I thought I'll bring in some wisdom from others, because this is really not so much about me and about you. It's about all of us. And my wonderful mentor, Michael Tesarian, has spoken so much on this subject that I will be heavily quoting from him. He says, Pluto is the sanitizer of the zodiac. Now, what is the zodiac? He calls it the inner zodiac. If you go on his website, taroscopes.com, he goes into tremendous detailed information about the inner zodiac. And what the inner zodiac really is a reflection of humanity's consciousness, no less. And so this inner zodiac, just imagine, is that wheel with all its houses and signs and such. And this wheel of consciousness is constantly turning and turning and changing. And all the planets really are just the players on this galactic theater stage that's changing our consciousness, moving our consciousness forward and forward and forward. Anyhow, Tesarian says Pluto is the sanitizer. In fact, sanity, the word sanity, has the same root as cleanliness. Cleanliness, you know, we concentrate on a lot of cleanliness in our lives. We want things clean. We clean our cars, our homes, our yards, or at least most of us do. We often forget about our psychic sanity, our emotional sanity. In fact, it's been so neglected on this planet. Humanity has been neglecting its own sanity that it definitely needs a cleansing, and that is what we're really headed into. The last 13 years, Pluto visited Sagittarius, the house of religions and beliefs. And so if you have any doubt that Pluto didn't do a good job in the last 13 years cleaning out belief systems, take a second look. What it did was, it checked your belief systems. If, let's say, you were a Catholic, you were born into a Catholic family, and you just kind of went to church because everybody told you so, but you didn't really have a personal conviction about what that religion really meant to you, chances are Pluto came in and pretty much removed you from going to that particular church or to belong to that particular group, because you did not have a deep-rooted belief in that. And so this happened on a massive scale. Now, you can argue there's a lot of fanatics that also are still clinging to their beliefs. In fact, they intensified their beliefs in whatever they believe in. Yes, that is true. But remember, this house of belief systems is actually quite hollow. It's crumbling down, and the few fanatics left are just sort of trying to hold up the walls. But really, there's not much left in it, other than maybe mass confusion, like when something is sinking and everybody's just sort of scouring everywhere. Well, that's what Pluto just finished completing. That cycle is done. People changed beliefs, or they basically came back to realizing that they will have to examine their own belief systems and go further, deeper within themselves to find their own truth. That is what Pluto is doing with us in Sagittarius. Now, as of September 8th, Pluto is starting slowly to move forward into the house of Capricorn. While visiting the last degrees of Sagittarius, we all felt uneasy, as if someone just pinned us to the wall like a moth. So now the psychic cleansing is about to begin. Ready or not, Pluto is moving out of the galactic center into the house of good old Capricorn. Now, the house of Capricorn is the house of order, organization, propriety, good management, etc. And that is true for your own personal life and all sorts of systems, all sorts of government systems, education systems, healthcare systems, you name it, all sorts of systems. To quote Michael again, as a result of the visit with the Galactic Center, Pluto will bring in a new relationship with our shadow self. It would be impossible to stand living in a one-season world for very long. Well, maybe some of you in Hollywood would disagree with me, but I lived in California in a one-season environment. It was getting to me. Humanity is finally mature enough to face its shadow self. We are at the consciousness level where we are ready to face our shadows on an individual basis and on a group basis, on a collective level. What is the shadow self? You know, there are many psychiatrists right now who are conducting group therapy sessions and seminars on this subject, and some sign up, but some probably leave early because it is a difficult process and it is a painful process for some. The shadow self is nothing but the toxic side of our person, our psyche. This is what contains the anger, the cruelty, the degradation, the torture, the angst, the fear. We can go on and on and on. These are the darkest, deepest, ugliest, most toxic parts of the psyche. And so this area of the self is what caused the immense pain that was perpetrated on our planet, on Mother Earth and its ecosystem. Not only that, but it also was perpetrated on our own selves and on humanity, on others around us. And so it is a vicious cycle of degradation, torture, ugly, ugly stuff. We reached a time in our evolution that makes it possible for us to cease being sadistic with ourselves and others, says Michael Tesarian. Humanity has been preoccupied with all sorts of distractions, anything to avoid facing that shadow self. In fact, Carl Jung said, people will do anything, no matter how absurd, to stop from facing their soul. Have we actually witnessed that in our media, on the boob tube, in the movies, in the preoccupation of the body, of beauty, of superficial, shady interests that have absolutely nothing to do with the self, with our psyche, with the real, true, authentic self. And so all that has been just keeping us preoccupied for centuries. how absurd, the more absurd, the better. I mean, we got so absurd now lately. I mean, talk about the 20s. That was nothing. What we have now is more and more bizarre and more absurd than you can even imagine. So anyhow, that is going to be put to an end. For some, it is a painful process because they do not want to change. And so Pluto will fix all this. Cruelty to others is well documented. Cruelty to the self, now that is relatively unknown. It's a taboo to talk about. Cruelty to the self could include as silly things as working out in the gym day in and day out. You might think, gee whiz, you know, that helps my body. But if you overdo it, if you are killing yourself with exercise, literally killing yourself with exercise, doing all sorts of crazy stuff with, you know, being preoccupied with keeping everything perfect and perfectly, you know, perfect money, perfect clothing, perfect body, perfect this and that. That's cruel to yourself. It really is. Again, that is a distraction from what you are as a human being. That keeps you from really loving the self, the authentic self. So Pluto will come and fix all that during the next round of 15 years. And what it will really fix, what he calls false love. Now, we can spend hours trying to define what is false love. But if you go deep inside, you can probably find some resonance with this quote, false love. When you meet even your best friends, you say, how are you? And they say, fine, thank you. Oh, good. And then all this false love comes out. This is false. You know, because there is no genuine energy behind that question or the answer. Nobody goes into saying, well, you know, thanks for asking, but this is going on, or, oh, I'm just happy as a clown. It's just, you know, the real, true emotion, the true self is sort of pushed under the carpet when you create false love. Anyhow, I'm not going to go further into that. Friedrich Nietzsche wrote a lot about that. He calls false love is the disease of humanity. And I hope you go on my webpage on BBS Radio and look at the beautiful images of Pluto and its satellites, because, you know, they try to downplay the effect of Pluto, but remember, big power comes in tiny little things, and these. And although Pluto is very far from us, it's extremely powerful. It's like a laser beam. So at this time of this writing, or this, as I wrote this material for the show, we are truly experiencing greater and greater turbulence with our personal relationships. No one is exception. Fast acceleration of personal, family, and professional relationships are ending or forming at a faster and faster speed. And so, or it seems that way anyhow, you know, people are meeting each other and leaving each other, meeting each other, leaving. It's not like you would spend 20, 30 years with the same person, or you have these long-term friendships like some of our grandfathers or great-grandfathers had. You know, you hear about the classic friendships that lasted a lifetime. Now, some may still do. I'm not saying we all are, you know, falling into that, but certainly it seems that relationships are forming fast and falling apart fast. This is the result of Pluto going to work on dismantling non-working structures. Even relationships are structures. And if relationships do not work, Pluto will take them apart. And if you clamor and you cling to it, if you create drama around it, trust me, it's going to be painful. Or if you don't, if you feel like, gee, I'm glad this is over, you may feel a liberation, you may feel a relief that it's over. It just really depends on how attached you really are to this three-dimensional phenomenon called relationships, love, dramas, etc. Remember, love is a lot deeper emotion than what relationship dramas make it out to be. We need to really make a clear distinction between love, real love, love of humanity, love of the self, love of Mother Nature and its ecosystem, the love that is breathing in and out in our living universe, or the dramatic love that you feel for another person because he's got blue eyes and he looks gorgeous, or she. Again, you are going to be forced to go a lot deeper with this. A great channeler who channels the galactic group Andromedan, Alex Collier. Alex Collier was said to quote from the Andromedan beings, who are our galactic neighbors, and they are great, great friendly neighbors. They kept telling him, the love that you withhold is the pain you carry. In other words, the love that you withhold from yourself and from others is equal to the pain you carry. So the more love you feel, the less pain you will feel. It's a balance. It's an energy balance. This is an amazing statement that you can meditate on for years. So anyhow, this changes upon us. And there is no turning back. There's no... Hello, we have a caller.
Hello, Elizabeth?
Yes, who is this?
This is Missy. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Hi, Missy. Nice to hear from you.
I just want to call and say hi and hope everything's going well with you, and that I really enjoy... I'm listening to your program right now, and I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, thanks so much for that comment. So do you have any thoughts or comments?
Well, I just kind of want to know, remember I talked to you about a year or so ago about Dave and myself?
Yeah.
We're still kind of working on things because he has some, you know, problems with the IRS.
Uh-huh.
Will that get solved soon?
Okay.
You know, because we had to postpone our wedding because of it.
Right. He had some financial troubles?
Yeah. They found something that they forgot to claim when he got his inheritance from his parents.
Uh-huh.
So the IRS is after him.
Oh, no. Okay.
They're just saying you got to pay these back taxes.
Okay. Well, let's take a deep breath and see if we get something on that, Missy. Would you like to do that?
Okay.
Okay. Tell me when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Is he also moving to a different location?
Well, when we get married, we're going to move somewhere halfway in between.
Oh, so to be closer to both your families?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
I see a brand new beginning around Dave. Financially, it seems like he's coming into a resolution of some sort, maybe because he's selling something or releasing some project that will pay off whatever he needs. So there is a balancing going on here where he will have the abundance he needs to take care of his problem. Yeah. Is he starting a new business or a new job or something like that?
He's kind of tossing around an idea, you know, to do something. Nothing is in permanent stone yet.
I see a brand new baby around him. When that comes in, that means that, you know, like Eureka, he found what he needs. Like this big idea is actually a good one. And he should follow through with it. I think he will.
Okay. Yeah, he's got a brand new year-old granddaughter. I just got to meet her.
Oh, he does. Okay, maybe that's the spirit he needed to believe in the future again, you know, because sometimes we go through this deep doubt that there's nothing to live for anymore, or, you know, he's reborn through that new baby.
Oh, good.
And so his new idea is finally looking better and better, and he's starting to believe that he can actually create it again, like he can be effective again.
Okay.
Yeah. The IRS is almost like a death thing,
oh.
You know, like it makes you feel like somebody's killing you, you know?
Yeah, I know.
And that baby came just in time to wake him up and realize that he can be reborn.
Yeah, he's sweet. And, you know, it's been kind of, you know, it's kind of put a little thing down on us because we've had to postpone the wedding and, you know, and I had to postpone retirement from teaching and, you know.
So what is Dave's birthday, Missy?
May the 31st.
Okay. Okay, he needs to be careful who he trusts with his money, so try not to get too deep into debt, but I think he can slowly fund this either on his own or just slowly take on extra investments as he goes, little steps at a time, but I think he will be very successful with this new project.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay, sweetheart. Well, call me sometime.
Okay, I will. And you have a wonderful rest of the evening and rest of the week.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to the show, Missy.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, dear friends, let's go back to our subject. Okay, so what we were talking about is Pluto the sanitizer. This change that Pluto is bringing is upon us. There is no turning back. There's no place to hide from it. No place to run. The psychic sanitation department has been called in, and it is visiting your life, our collective psyche, starting right now. Just imagine the airplane is already in. You're at the airport, and you just want to sort of go get one more drink or get another sandwich or go talk to someone or put another bet somewhere, play some cards. No, this plane is not going to wait. You better get on it. So is it possible that in resisting change, we are changing anyway? To change or not to change? That is not really the question, because change is happening whether you get with it or not. When you are at the ocean, the waves keep coming at you. If you resist the waves, chances are they're going to knock you over and you're going to feel a lot of pain. But if you ride on the waves, if you keep on anticipating the waves and you ride out each wave, you are actually running along and humming along quite happily. And that's really, really the situation here. If you get on your plane, even though you may not know where this plane is taking you. Some of us do, some don't. Most of us probably don't. But we know that it's here and we need to get on it. The reason I am talking on this subject so much is that this is crucial, people, crucial for our humanity to survive. Why? Because if we don't go with this change, other evil beings, other entities can step in there and make the change for us. And that's not going to be pretty. We need to raise our frequencies. And when humanity raises the frequencies of itself, the level of frequency on planet Earth also changes. The immunity, the psychic immunity that keeps us healthy as humanity as a whole will prevent our humanity from distinction, from destruction, and from planet Earth from being destroyed. So this is a crucial moment, people. Anyhow, when writing, well, I already talked about that. All our ancient ancestors knew that change is the only constant. Even if we have dug our heels in like a good old donkey, thinking we are comfortable wherever we are, planted firmly somewhere in a nice little shady corner on Mother Earth, well, you can't just sit there. There's a whole string of events happening with or without our participation. And if you look at my webpage on BBS Radio, I am showing you a trinity, the magical trinity that represents at the top universal intelligence, or people call it God. And then at the bottom, we have men and women, or humanity, or they also called it in some religions, the sons of God. And then the third angle of the triangle is really the self, the Holy Spirit. Some call it the Holy Spirit. Now, if you were in some of these Judeo-Christian religions, the Holy Spirit is really not discussed very much. It's not really something that we have much information about, and that is because it's been suppressed for centuries. This is really, truly the self, our psyche, our deepest, authentic self. It's a living, breathing, connected entity that is directly connected to the living universe. Anyhow, it would be probably, again, it would take hours to discuss what this self is. It is actually the seat of the Holy Spirit, and it's directly connected to the source, to creation. And we will need a direct channel, a direct connection to this Holy Self, because this Holy Self is our direct telephone line, if you will, to consciousness, to the higher self, to that higher creation. And that consciousness is so fast. It's faster and faster. It's accelerating at a faster rate. Now, some of you may say, but the source is the ultimate guide, not us, not the self. Yes, the source. The source, some of you call it God, does reside inside of us, in the self. It also resides in the universe, in the cosmos, in the microcosm and in the macrocosm together. It breathes together. There is a rhythm, a wave-like rhythm to it. If you have seen these infinite circles, that is the symbol for that wave-like pattern of the living, breathing universe. So we can choose to ignore this, like we ignore our breathing, but it's there. Now, what humanity did during the last planetary cycle, which began in the 17th century, according to the Mayan timekeeping, the planetary cycle began in the 18th century. That cycle actually blindfolded humanity to this fact, to its own self. We were blindfolded, literally blindfolded. That's why we lost track of some of the ancient teachings and the real truth about the self, about self-awareness. So that cycle just ended, people. I am so excited. It ended, It actually ended in 1947, but we had this in-between period from 1947 and 2008. August 15th of 2008 is the time where the dawn of the fourth world is now arrived. This final phase will unite all previous cycles of consciousness on planet Earth, on for humanity. All the layers upon this beautiful earth is now complete. And so the choice is ours. Will you sit and dig in your heels and just cling on to your old beliefs or remain blindfolded? You can cling on the old ways of possessions, relationships, jobs, habits, addictions. You can cling on to those. It doesn't matter, because just like the waves of the ocean, they will be washed away from you. You better start thinking about your new life, your new dream. You need to follow that dream, because that's all that you're going to have, is that authentic dream that you always had deep inside yourself. You need to initiate healthy changes that the self is directing you to do. So how do we do that? We can meditate, we can be still and more focused and not let the chatter of your mind, the noise, the television, the iPod, the music, the cell phones, everything around us is making so much noise, so much clutter, that our mind is distracting us from what the self really wants. So we will be almost like forced to become more watchful and mindful of our thoughts coming in and letting those thoughts hush away, so that the clean, dreamy self, the authentic self, the magnificent self, that really supports your happiness, your abundance, can finally have a chance to talk. This fantastic change is on us, and we can thank Pluto for that, because Pluto is visiting another house, the House of Order, and so all the decaying systems around us are about to collapse. What are those systems? Do I need to go into them? Our decaying government systems, not just our government, most governments that exist on this planet Earth, Chinese government, European government, African government, American government, South American government, doesn't matter. They're all decaying. The negative chatter, the anger, the fear, the anxiety, the abandonment, cruelty, the torture, the murder that resides in the human mind, the ego-based mind, this will transform into love-based thoughts and actions, which will then in turn result in the healing of all. So we will feel this unification of all, the oneness of all. So when you think of a new idea, please include the oneness. How is this going to benefit all, your community, others, not just you? If you have a selfish idea, trust me, your higher self and the universe is not going to let you go along with it. If you cling to selfish things, selfish ideas, you're not going to be given the go-ahead, the green light with that. It will be taken from you. And you're going to go, gee, you know, why is this happening? Why is this taken from me? Maybe because it was rooted in a selfish idea. Anyhow, our qualifiers, again, are changing. And that change is that airplane I talked about, that train that's already in the station. It's waiting for you to get on it. And, you know, I can put it in different orders. Of course, the number one in order could be love, self-love, and love of others. And this is not a fake love. It's not false love. It has to be incredibly genuine. The second one I would put gratitude, gratitude, and more gratitude. Every single minute of every living, breathing moment of your life, please express gratitude for your life and for this planet that supports your life. And the universe, the living, breathing, loving universe, you must express that gratitude. Absolutely no fear. No fear is needed. The fear resides in your mind. Remember, if you listen to your mind, it will keep you in this thick molasses of fear. It won't let you change. So you have to keep having a conversation, a dialogue with that, and just keep on hushing it away. Be in the now. The now, time, linear time, is over. It's changing. We're moving out of the three-dimensional world of linear time. We're moving into the fourth-dimensional world, which is another layer of consciousness, whether we like it or not. And so the change that's upon us. Hello, caller.
Hello, good afternoon.
Who is that?
Inanna.
Inanna. Oh, Jennifer? Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm kind of bummed out. I want to be all positive and believe in everything.
Remember, the love that you're withholding is the pain you carry. So if you shift your consciousness to love, the pain goes away. The pain is
I'm doing my best to do that. I'm getting way into, you know, gratitude and just the flowers and the sunshine.
What are you holding on to, Jennifer?
What am I holding on to that's sad?
Yes. What is causing your pain?
Oh, the disappointment right now is that my business isn't taking off, my silk business.
Okay. But you love doing it.
I love doing it. My house is packed with product.
Okay. So what you need is
more
love of the self. You love what you do. You continue what you do. And the abundance that is attached to that is already yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
The abundance is already yours. It's flowing from that love you have for the self. It's not outside somewhere, outside your door, right? It's not dependent on others, on conditions, on restrictive conditions. It's already within you. It's like your breath, like oxygen. It's everywhere, right?
Okay.
So it's not dependent on money, condition, circumstances, or events. They are coming in as you allow them.
What is in the way of me allowing it so
your
I can
fear?
Work on that then?
Your fear.
Mm.
The less the fear, the more the love, right? It's a juggling act. It's a balancing act.
Mm-hmm.
The less the fear, the more the love.
The love
portion needs to increase, and then the pain gets lessened.
I'm
have a dialogue with yourself.
I know.
Huh?
I'm doing everything I know.
It's coming, sweetheart. It's coming. It is actually already there.
Okay.
It's there. I know it. I feel it around you.
Okay.
Increase that love, sweetheart. Increase the love. You are a magnificent being who is worthy of all the love, the shower of love of the entire galaxy. You are part of that galactic love. You have already every kind of abundance you need. That's the belief you want to have. Mm-hmm. Nothing is missing. Not one thing is missing.
Okay.
Can you believe in that?
I can do my best to do that.
Okay, darling.
And I count. I mean, I wake up counting my blessings, and all that feels really good. That's a nice, you know, nice way to start the day.
And stay with that. Stay with that. When the fear starts seeping in, like a little bit of like water through the creaks of the door, you just keep on going. You know, flush away. Okay, you came in. I see you, but now you can go.
Okay.
Don't stay in it.
That.
Don't let it suck you in. Right?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I love your show.
It's nice to hear from you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Blessings to you, sweetie. So, we had discussed gratitude, no fear, be in the now. Remember, linear time is very deceiving. There is no such thing as time. When the clock is ticking back and forth, it's actually just showing that, you know, this mechanism that it's on has to move somewhere. It's moving. It's just a manifestation of movement, that really time is actually moving in a circular way, in a unending kind of way, not in a linear way. And then I would include releasing attachments to the outcome, like what we just talked about with Jennifer. She's attached to the outcome of whether she sells her beautiful creations or not. There's no need to attach yourself to that or expect those. Just be in the now and enjoy and love the now and what you do. And, of course, ethical treatment of the self and others is a must. We're almost out of time, but I wanted to just give you another nice quote from one of my dear, dear beloved singers and poets, Jackson Brown. In one of his songs, For a Dancer, he says, "Just do the steps that you've been shown by everyone you've ever known until the dance becomes your very own, no matter how close to yours another step have grown. In the end, there is one dance you'll do alone. We are in that dance. We are the self. The self is what we need. That needs to be loved and nurtured and called upon. There is no other outside event or being that will help us. And when you stand in that truth, your authentic self will shower you with more love. Itself generates more energy than you will know what to do with." Another quote by dear Jackson Brown. "Keep a fire for the human race. Let your prayers go drifting into space. You never know what will be coming down. Perhaps a better world is drawing near. And just as easily, it could all disappear, along with whatever meaning you might have found. Don't let the uncertainty turn you around." Again, he's saying, don't let the fear get you out of your authentic self. "Into a dancer you have grown from a seed somebody else has thrown. Go on ahead and throw some seeds of your own. And somewhere between the time you arrive and the time you go may lie the reason you were alive. Let creation reveal its secrets by and by. When the light that's lost within us reaches the sky, by and by. Stand in your truth. Dear fellow human travelers, let us make a sincere effort to evolve. Don't get stuck in fear and beliefs and attachments. each of us has to reach our higher frequency levels. As that level rises, we will help our Mother Earth heal with all its living creatures, along with humanity, to become healthy and holy once again. It is the only solution to bring about the golden age and help our fragile and beautiful humanity survive. That is my message for today. I know it was jam-packed, and there's so much more on this subject that I can talk about. Let us take a very deep breath and say our gratitude prayer to conclude our show today, closing gratitude intent. I am grateful, and I know now that there is nothing that I could truly desire that is not at this very moment standing at the door of my consciousness, ready to appear in my life and affairs. I have only to be conscious of this truth, and every need is met, every problem solved, every question answered. My consciousness of this holy high self within is all I will ever need for all eternity. And so it is. Friends, our next show again will air on Wednesday, September 17th at 2 p.m. And like I mentioned earlier, I will have the great honor to have a wonderful guest, a wise woman, light shower, Barbara Klo. She is the author of the book, The Mayan Code. And Barbara and I will go really deeper into discussing the subject of her book, it really ties into the subject of the Kahneman book that I keep talking about, The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, why it is so important for us to really be aware of this information and the timekeeping that the Mayans have put out for us, because we are on a schedule, humanity is on a schedule. And my time is up. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please check in for more info on my web pages on BBS Radio, on Earth Harmony. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Elizabeth, checking out. Until we meet again next time, blessed be all.
I never believe what I see. All I have wished for will be. All our race proud and free.